IGNIS, the Nuclear Waste Management Organization, NWMO, has released new research into the safety of burying nuclear waste underground, including at one site in northwestern Ontario. The 2023 Confidence in Safety Report looks at two sites under consideration for a deep geological repository to store used nuclear fuel. The two sites include one in the Wabagoon Lake Ojibwe Nation IGNIS area in northwestern Ontario and the other in the Saugeen Ojibwe Nation South Bruce area in southern Ontario. The NWMO said it has confidence that either site can safely host a deep geological repository for used nuclear fuel. The release of these confidence in safety reports is a key moment in the NWMO's site selection process because they underscore that either of the sites under consideration can safely host this project, said Lori Swamy, president and CEO of the NWMO in a statement. Safety is at the core of everything we do. It has driven our project design, engineering, environmental research, and community engagement. These reports are the culmination of years of meticulous study by our science and engineering teams, and they represent a major milestone as we prepare to select a site later this year. A deep geological repository is constructed approximately 650 to 800 meters below ground level and encased in a natural shield of solid rock. The repository design incorporates a series of engineered barriers to ensure the fuel can be isolated safely for many thousands of years. The selection process for a new site began in 2010 with 22 communities expressing interest in hosting a repository site. This latest report states that the two proposed sites have features to help ensure they can safely contain and isolate used nuclear fuel, including being situated in stable, seismically quiet settings with rock formations of the necessary depth, breadth and volume to host the repository, as well as no economically viable resources within the rock, such as minerals, salt, or gas, reducing the possibility of human intrusion in the future. The NWMO has been conducting studies at these sites for several years now, which have gotten progressively more detailed, said Dr. Paul Gierzewski, NWMO lead author of the reports. Within these reports, we have been able to complete additional studies to understand important factors like the characteristics of the geology, long-term stability of the rock, seismic setting, and the strength of the multiple barrier system. Our findings have reinforced our conclusion from 2022 that a deep geological repository can safely be constructed at either site. The proposed site near IGNIS has drawn criticism from community members, who argue the dangers of storing nuclear waste outweigh any benefits of hosting a repository site. Once a site is chosen, additional technical studies will be conducted.